On air,
online,
and on the ABC Listen app. Pia Wursu on ABC Northern Tasmania.
The state forestry body, Sustainable Timbers Tasmania, has been denied highly sought-after Forest Stewardship Council, or FSC, certification for a second time. The 2014 application was denied based around the impact their practices had on the swift parrot and old-growth forests, and it looks like they've still got a ways to go. The audit report for the Sustainable Timbers 2019 attempt to secure the certification made five observations around points of concern and determined six minor corrective actions that were needed and nine major corrective actions that were needed. To give you some idea of what these things were about, some of the observations were around inconsistencies and issues with administration, concerns around gender equality and diversity within the organisation, and ensuring that prescribed burns don't impact habitat values. In terms of the minor corrective actions that were needed, some of these were around lost time injuries for contractors, and then the need for assurances around retention of habitat features like hollow trees and woody debris. The major corrective actions, though, largely focused around insufficient protections for the critically endangered swift parrot and the management of old growth forest. We have requested an interview with Sustainable Timbers Tasmania for tomorrow. Hopefully someone will be able to join me then. Eric Verler is convener of BirdLife Tasmania. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pia.
What were your key takeaways from this report in regards to bird life in Tasmania?
Oh, it's just an abject failure by Sustainable Timbers Tasmania to address the needs to protect critically endangered species such as the swift parrot.
Was it a surprise to you?
I'm getting to the age where I'm getting old and cynical. I'm going to say not really. I mean, we've seen, 3 years ago, there was a report that was published by the Australian National University that showed, that predicted that the swift parrot would become extinct within 15 or 16 years based on the threats and the loss of the habitat. And there's been not a single change. It's been a business as usual approach, and we're 3 years closer to the potential extinction of swift parrots. So, look, it's not a surprise that FSC certification just isn't going to happen in a hurry.
When we talk about critically endangered, what does that actually mean for a bird like the swift parrot? How do people conceptualise that?
It means that the population has reached a critical level. I mean, I don't know what the current estimate is, but it's probably only a few birds over 1,000 birds in all of the world, and they're all found here in Tasmania during the breeding season. But it means that the pressures and the threats on those birds are continuing, and unless those pressures and threats are removed or minimised, or something happens to change the impact of those threats on the birds, it means the species is going to go extinct. And Australia already has a sad history of mammalian extinctions, but the bird extinctions aren't that far behind either. So we really need to lift our game.
In what ways have Sustainable Timbers Tasmania operations failed to adequately protect the swift parrot?
Well, the FSC auditors were very clear that there isn't sufficient protection for critical breeding habitat for swift parrots. The swift parrot is a difficult bird to manage because it doesn't breed in the same area from one year to the next. So I think most people would be aware that it might be breeding down in the southern forests behind Jeeves in 1 year, the next year it might be on Maria Island, the next year it might be down on Bruny Island. So it is a difficult species to manage in terms of protecting the habitat. But the reality is we know the habitat that these birds need. We don't need to be cutting down old growth timbers in Tasmania anymore. There is enough plantation wood in Tasmania to satisfy the needs. So if we switched from an old growth and essentially any native forest logging to a plantation based, we wouldn't have this discussion about the threat to the swift parrot and all the other critically endangered species that are impacted by forestry operations.
You're hearing from Eric Verler, convener of BirdLife Tasmania. Of course, the swift parrot was the key focus in this audit report. But what other bird species are impacted by Sustainable Timbers Tasmania's operations weren't specifically included?
Well, I mean, the particular audit was looking at one particular aspect of Sustainable Timbers. But we know that there are other species such as the wedge-tailed eagle, the grey goshawk, the mast owl, that are also impacted by forestry operations. We've seen wedge-tailed eagles push into secondary or second-class habitat in some cases. These are species, you know, in many cases, the critically endangered species in Tasmania of birds can be directly related to the loss of the habitat and partly sustainable timbers. Some of it is just land clearing. But fundamentally, we're not managing Tasmania's landscape to protect our birds for future generations.
This is Drive with Pia Wursu on ABC Northern Tasmania.